说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, newbies. This is Chinese Pod. My name is Ken Carroll.
Hi there, I'm Jenny.
And I'm John visiting today.
Oh, good. Mm. Welcome, John. We're looking at a tone. Which tone is it, Jerry? Jerry?
Jerry presents the third tone.
Well done.
The tone trio.
The third tone.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
How?
Excellent. So we're just giving you some kind of examples there. Any comments before we get more examples, John? The third tone.
The third tone is actually quite challenging for a lot of people.
Okay.
Because it falls and then it rises.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the really important things about the third tone is it has to hit that low point.
Okay. Mm.
For example, 好.
Yeah. So a lot of times it even becomes like a croak, like 好. Like you can hear your voice kind of cracks.
Yeah.
And the tone is even kind of broken.
Whoa.
That doesn't matter. Like you just have to hit that low point.
When you hit that, you've nailed it. How? Yeah, when you feel struggling, that means
you're hitting the bottom of your tonal range.
Oh, that sounds interesting. When you hit that low point, you know you've nailed it.
Yes.
Then you can be happy.
When you're almost suffocated. How? 小.
Wow.
早.
Good. Well, let's sequester some sounds then. Let's hear them nice and slow, please, Jenny.
Okay. 好.
And let's slow that down.
好.
That was my voice in slow-mo.
Super slow. So that means good.
Mm. And 小.
And slow.
小.
So that means small.
Small. And 早.
早.
Okay, so that means early. Just now, if you listen carefully, the first time Jenny said 早, her voice kind of slightly broke there. That was her hitting the really low point.
Yes. 早. See, I was really struggling there.
Was it a low point in your career?
I think so.
It's right now with the third tone.
I've never sounded so awful on air. But we're doing everything for the public good.
That's right.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in.
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
I think the most obvious one for me to remember for the third tone is 好.
Mm.
Right? Yeah, but there are also some very commonly used pronouns.
Yes, that's true.
For example, 我, 我.
Okay, so that means I.
Mm. And 你, 你.
Okay, and you. So you're going to be using these all the time, so you got to get your third tones right for these pronouns.
Yes. Mm.
Could you go through the list of them, please? One time, Jenny, that would be really good.
好, 好,
good,
小, 小,
small,
早, 早,
early,
我, 我,
I,
你, 你,
you.
I feel exhausted. Third tone is hard.
It's hard to
on the throat.
Well, it is hard on the throat, as you said, because you're going down quite low. But I think it's hard to talk, you know, full sentences with just one tone anyway. It doesn't matter what
but
the tone
we will
is.
Try anyway.
Well, we'll try. You mean in English?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, let's do it.
I am positive.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Whoa.
We sound like we're going to puke.
Actually, I want to give a little story here.
Okay.
An example of when we might actually use the third tone in English.
Yeah.
It's not a natural intonation in English.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
So imagine you're a little boy in second grade,
mm-hmm.
and one of your classmates goes to you, "Is that girl your girlfriend?"
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, "No.
No.
No.
Like, no.
That emphatic denial goes right into third tone there.
No. Well, if it was me, John, I would have said, yes.
Yeah.
I was that kind of kid.
You're on
popular.
Your fifth girlfriend by second grade. Yeah.
Really?
No. I'm kidding. Kidding. There you go.
We've done a good lesson and a good series on tones.
Well, we still have to do the fourth tone.
Yes.
Wow, there you go. This is an experiment. We have no idea how you, gentle listeners, are going to react to us acting the idiot here with the third tone or any other tones. But the idea is to sequester the tone a little bit, give you some examples, and then just try to relate it to something in your own experience to help you to remember it.
And I think everyone might have very different mnemonics experience of learning and mastering tones. So by all means, come to Chinese Pod and share it with everyone.
I think that's a really good idea. If you have things that help you to grasp it or to remember it, why not share it with the community?
Yes.
And that's how we do things around here.
Yeah, some people might say, you know, don't think about it, just memorize it. But I think thinking about it is good. It helps you remember.
It does. Anyway, we're out of time, guys. And that was the third tone. And it was, I think it was pretty how.
How?
I think it was okay.
How?
Yes. We'll be back again with more lessons, of course, soon.
Yes, tomorrow.
Really? Okay. Well, in the meantime, we have to say
再见.
Bye. 再见.
Bye.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number 0780. So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0780 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0780.